You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
So watch the video at ilikehowilook.com. That's ilikehowilook.com.
Four big banks will be paying $2.4 billion in fines, J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, Barclays, and the Royal Bank of Scotland. Attorney General Loretta Lynch says traders at the big banks conspired to fix exchange rates on U.S. dollars and euros.
The prices the market sets for those currencies influence virtually every sector of every economy in the world. Their actions inflated the banks' profits while harming countless consumers, investors, and institutions around the globe.
The criminal behavior took place between December 2007 and January 2013. North Texas saw more tornadoes last night in the Dallas-Fort Worth suburbs. Buildings were heavily damaged in several areas. Wesley Campbell told KDFW that he and his wife lost their house.
We're just glad we both made it and we're both okay. No injuries or nothing.
Now the areas are dealing with rain that is causing flooding. The Senate will vote on legislation that ends the National Security Agency's bulk collection of phone records. The Patriot Act expires in 2 weeks. This is USA Headline News.
For the first time, America's behavior expert Scott Farrell is offering you the Marriage Matrix. The system used for years to help save marriages is now available to you. The Marriage Matrix can save you expense, personal embarrassment, and maybe even save your marriage.
I'm America's behavior expert Scott Farrell. If you really want a shot at saving your marriage, get the Marriage Matrix today, and together, let's do this.
Call now, 844-HELP-US-0. That's 844-HELP-US-0. Or visit ismymarriageworthit.com.
A new report on foster care has been released. USA's Russ Jones reports.
In its latest Kids Count Policy report, the Annie E. Casey Foundation highlights sobering statistics that point to the urgent need to ensure that everything possible is being done to find loving, nurturing, and supported families to help raise more of these children. Ron Green, Director for Policy Reform and Advocacy for the Annie E. Casey Foundation, tells USA News that 1 in 7 children live in non-family settings.
Until recently, we thought placing a child in an institution was the best way to get their therapy that they needed. And now we know that that's not best for them.
Green says concerned citizens can either volunteer to be foster parents or demand lawmakers do everything they can to keep children in family settings.
We know that every kid needs a family. We know that from our own experiences and common sense, but we now have rigorous research that also shows that when children are removed from their parents' homes, that they do best when they're with families.
Percentages of young people in group placements range from as low as 4% in Oregon to as high as 35% in Colorado. I'm Russ Jones.
President Obama is framing the challenges of climate change as a matter of national security that threatens to aggravate political instability around the world and jeopardize the readiness of U.S. forces. He is delivering the commencement address today at the U.S. Coast Guard Academy in New London, Connecticut. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
And good afternoon, and welcome to the second edition today of Modern Design, Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas. I'm very lucky to have with me today Rich G, who's going to help me out with phones. And last week we had our premiere episode of Design Dilemmas, where it's a more interactive show, and you can call in, text, email me, and ask me your design questions, and I'll answer them on the air and hopefully spark a design project in you. But why don't we go ahead and start with the weather? The computer is telling me that this afternoon it's mostly sunny, as I just saw when I was outside, with a high of 68 degrees. It's a beautiful day today. Get out if you have a chance for a few minutes and stretch your legs. Tonight it's going to be partly cloudy with a low of 42 degrees. On Thursday, there's a 30% chance of showers with a high of 64 degrees. Thursday night, 20% chance of slight showers and a low of 45. On Friday, it's mostly sunny with a high of 74, almost a beach day. And it looks like we're going to have a nice holiday weekend this weekend with good weather throughout. Again, my name is Rich Guderi, and my show is called Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas. There's a couple of ways that you can reach me. Number one is our phone lines are open now. We are live from 2 to 3 Eastern Standard Time. You can reach me by telephone at 908-237-0410. Please call in and any design questions you have, anything related to design that you want to ask me, call in. If you'd like to text me, you can text me to my number, which is 908-884-0770. 908-884-0770. Text me pictures that you want me to comment on as far as design is concerned. Anything related to design, I would be glad to talk to you about and share that with our listeners on the air. And finally, if you'd like to email me, I do collect and I will read today. All week long, I've been getting your emails and texts, and I will read them on the air. My email address is CajunMaven@AOL.com. I'll spell that for you. It's C as in Charles, A as in Apple, J as in jewelry, U as in under, N as in nickel, M as in Michael, A as in apple, V as in Victor, I as in ice cream, N as in nickel. CajunMaven@AOL.com, and I will take any of your questions. This is a great opportunity for no charge to get your design questions underway. If any of you ever like to come visit me, I'm conveniently located at the Kitchen Expo Plaza at the Flemington Circle, which is 1 U.S. Highway 31, Flemington, New Jersey. And again, our phone number here in studio live, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, is 908-237-0410. Give me a call. Let's talk. All right. I'm going to start with some of the phone messages, the texts that I had received this week, and see if we can answer some questions on the air. My first question last week came from a Jennifer C. I'm not supposed to say the last name. I'm going to say her last name. Jennifer C. from Westfield, New Jersey. And it says here, what is the best floor for a kitchen? I currently have a vinyl floor and I'm looking to do something better. Okay. I think this came up in our last show too in a different format, but came up similarly with kitchens. And this is can be somewhat complicated unless I know what the other floors are. My suggestion for most of you out there is that if your first floor is already hardwood floors and your kitchen has hardwood floors, then I would continue them through the kitchen. We're seeing more hardwood floors in a kitchen now than ever. There are durable finishes, and it gives you some options as far as cabinets when you're grounded by hardwood floors. If by chance you do not have hardwood floors, in your kitchen, then you can really do anything you want to the space. I like hardwood floors in a kitchen. I also like tile, and I'm a big proponent of tile in a kitchen for a couple of reasons. One is now there's very readily available and easy to use kits that they have to do radiant floor heat, so it's kind of nice in the morning when you're having your coffee to have your feet warm, and you can do that very easily with tile. Two is that tile is very durable. You can break dishes, you can walk hard on it. It's a very durable surface. Three is that tile is very, very easy to clean and maintain. And four, most important, it's very affordable. I use a lot of tile in kitchens because it just it's a practical surface. It's easy to clean. It's easy to take care of. And there has never been a better time to purchase tiles. There's so many choices. You could do linear. You could do very large tiles. The trend that I'm seeing now for kitchens is that the tiles are bigger, typically 18 by 18 or even 20 by 20. And the reason that they're making tiles bigger now is, in fact, that there's less grout lines. So when you have less grout lines, there's less to clean and there's less to maintain. So I guess my answer to you is that I do think tile is a great surface for floors. And I also think that if you already have hardwood floors and you can carry it in through as a match, that might be a good solution for you. Okay. My next question last week came from... let's see, this is Ronald B. from South Plainfield, New Jersey. And he wrote to me, my house needs to be painted. I haven't painted in a long time. Is there a paint that you recommend, a formulation that will work? I have an older home and a lot of imperfections in my walls. Well, let's talk about that because that's, again, also a loaded question. Number one is when you're painting an older house, and I have no way of knowing whether this is sheetrock or plaster, you're going to have imperfections in the walls. And just as important it is to have a good paint job, prep is the most important thing when you're doing your walls. You want to make sure that you do a sanding. You want to make sure that you really prep your walls well, you spackle, and you get your walls the best you possibly can. I like Benjamin Moore products. I use them most frequently. And the type of paint that I recommend most is Benjamin Moore's Regal Matte Finish. And the reason I like that, especially in older homes or homes with imperfect walls, that it gives a flat or matte appearance, but yet it's washable. So if you have guests and somebody rubs their hand on the wall, very easy to clean that up. It has the practicality of a semi-gloss, but the look of a flat wall. And one of the things you want to keep in mind when you're working with older surfaces or you're working with imperfect surfaces, you do not want to bring shine to that. Shine showcases imperfections. It bounces the light around and it does terrible things to your home. I recently was working in the borough of Flemington here in an old Victorian house, and the entire house was done in a semi-gloss paint. It was horrible. I mean, it just looked like there was just like the just imperfections everywhere you looked. Believe it or not, the woman had chosen really nice colors, but the sheen just ruined it. So we were able to repaint from semi-gloss to Regal Matte Finish, and it really, same colors, nice white trim, nice white ceilings, and it really changed the look of the house just by having the right sheen of paint. So again, I do recommend Benjamin Moore products. I do recommend Regal Matte Finish for the walls. I recommend a nice clean white semi-gloss for the trim, and I recommend especially formulated ceiling paint. Please pick a ceiling paint for your ceilings that hides shadows and works well within the space. My next call that I had got last week was from Peter, and Peter writes to me, should I paint my home yellow? It's a color that I've always wanted to use, but I'm worried that it's going to limit my resale value. What do you think? Well, as a owner of a yellow house myself, I'll tell you what I think. When you pick an exterior color, there's a couple things that you should keep in mind. If you're in a planned community or a community where the houses are near each other, you want to keep in mind what other people around you have. So take a look to your left and take a look to your right. If the house next door to you is blue and the house on the other side of you is green and you don't have a repetitiveness in colors, well, then perhaps yellow might be a good color to you. Rule of thumb with yellow is that the bigger the house is, the more subdued the yellow should be. So if you have a cottage house, well, then maybe you could do a more robust yellow and do sort of a yellow and blue combination or something that's a little bit more intense. as your home grows, if you have a larger home, a lot of yellow might not be great for resale value. I remember I worked on a house in Basking Ridge that was yellow and it had brown shutters. Boy, that was a bad combination. Having said that, I love yellow, and my home is yellow. It's sort of a pale yellow with white trim. And one of the things about yellow that's great as an exterior color is it brings brightness to a house. If your house is offset from the road and you use yellow as the color, you see it. Yellow is a color that carries from a distance. If you ever notice, new fire trucks aren't even red anymore. A lot of them are yellow because yellow carries from a distance. So my answer to you is that yellow would be a good color for the exterior of a home. Just make sure that the intensity of the yellow corresponds with the absorption of light and the size of the house. Another thing about yellow I like is that a lot of people I go to want to paint their houses white because white is safe. But you know what you have to keep in mind is if you have a colonial home or a traditional home, your trim is often going to be white, your doors often are going to be white, and your garage doors are going to be white, so there's no differentiation. A light color like a yellow or a beige or a tan are nice because they're bright. They keep a house looking big, but there's contrast. Oh, looks like we're going to get our first caller. I'm going to try this myself. And good afternoon. You're on the air with Rich Guderi from Modern Design. Hello.
Hi, Rich. My name is Malcolm.
Hello, Malcolm.
Hi, how are you?
What's your question to us?
I'm looking to put my townhouse on the market. I'm wondering what I should do prior to doing that. In terms of tidying it up and putting things away?
Very good question and very loaded question. About 30% of my business is actually staging, that is getting houses ready for sale. And as we have come to realize, what's happening these days is people aren't looking for fixer-uppers anymore. Even in pristine areas, people are looking for houses to look show-ready, whether they're brand new or whether they're 25 years old. They're looking for houses to look like models, no matter what they do when they go in. So there's much more pressure on the homeowner these days to present something at whatever price point that looks like it's a show place. Now, are you in a single-family home, a townhouse, condo? What type of dwelling do you live in?
It's a townhouse.
It's a townhouse. Okay. And how long have you lived in the space?
Oh, close to 28 years.
Wow. Well, that's good. Now, through the years, have you made changes in the space? Have you done improvements to the space?
Yes, I've kept up with paintwork and things of that nature, and new appliances, stainless steel in the kitchen.
And all your functional systems are up to date?
Yes, air conditioning system and heating system, high efficiency, all new windows.
Perfect. Perfect.
So I've done that.
No, I think that's it, and that's the key. I mean, it's certainly we can make a house look good, but when you have inspections done, the systems have to be up to date. So it sounds like you've done your homework and a good job so far. Here's a couple things that I recommend to get a house ready. You certainly want to improve a house to get top dollar, but you don't want to over-improve it. So one of the things that I would suggest is you to take a look. You could go online. If you're working with a realtor, or just go online and take a look at your comps, what your other units are going for. That's a little easier to do when you're in a townhouse situation because theoretically the spaces are about the same square footage and about the same. So you'll get a comp or a comparative value so you know what your end result should be within reason. So then you know how much money you want to spend before you do. What I recommend to most people is to be objective, to take a look at the comps or the other houses in your development and see what they've done to theirs and what the feedback was and how quickly they sold. So once you have that as the history, one of the things that I always do when I go into a home is paint. And whether that's just painting the trim over and the doors and making them fresh or repainting the entire house, paint is critical. Paint really is magic. It's probably your least expensive way to make a house look new and to look modern without spending a fortune. It sounds like you've been really keeping up with your place, though. Have you recently refreshed or touched up the paint?
I have. Actually, I've probably repainted about 80 to 85% of the house. The rest, I still have a little more to do, but the rest is very good, so I'm going to leave that alone.
Right. Well, that sounds like
my thought process. My thought process being that most people, and maybe you could help me with this, when they come in, they're going to put their own feeling on the house, and they're going to want to repaint anyway.
Right. But you know what? This is the funny thing, and this is what I have to, I think, stress to clients that I'm working with, is that everybody, and I don't know what your circumstances look like, sounds like your house is very well cared for. I may have a different vision for you of what your space should look like, but 100% of the people do not want something that looks tired. So for example, if you have a kitchen where cabinets are not working, not functioning properly, that's something where you need to invest some money in them and do something with them, because 100% of the people are not interested in that. Now, I understand what you're saying, because you may go ahead and spend some money and put cherry cabinets and somebody wants white cabinets. So there is that issue with what should you do with your space. I often recommend, and I haven't seen your space, so I can't really tell exactly, I often recommend that people do an upgrade to their kitchens and their bathrooms. Those are the spaces that sell homes. What type of cabinets do you have?
Well, they are the original, but they're in excellent condition.
Are they? Are they a wood, or are they a laminate type cabinet? Or
they're a laminate. They're okay. The original from the builder.
Right. Did you upgrade? Are you have any? Do you have stone surfaces in your kitchen, or is it a laminate surface?
No, they're again original.
Right. Right. Well, there's a couple things that you could do. First of all, it sounds like you've kept all your systems up to date. Sounds like you've done the painting, so you've really, done your homework and had the place ready. One of the things you want to do is you want to see what other homes in your complex offer. Do you have any other units for sale currently in your development?
Yes, there are three that are identical in terms of dimensions. The same as mine.
Right. And what do they have as far as their kitchens are concerned? Do they have upgraded cabinets or the traditional cabinets, and do they have stone surfaces?
One is upgraded. The other two are original, and in my opinion, poor shape. I have seen them, and they're not very good at all.
Right. So it sounds like you have a mixed bag there, and only you can tell by the one that was upgraded where the price point is and how it could come out. But here's some suggestions that I might want to pass along to you. I currently have a customer in the Bridgewater area, and what we're doing is that he has good functional cabinets, but I'm just replacing the doors. In fact, what we're doing is we're making looking at the boxes or the units themselves, and we're putting just new facades, just doors on the cabinets. And that's a cheat and a very easy way to really make your cabinets look new without spending a lot of money. The other thing is, as far as your countertops are concerned, if the kitchen doesn't have a huge footprint as far as the counter space, you can always go to any of your local stone yards. Bridgewater granite and stone on Chimney Rock Road is a good resource, also Flemington granite, and ask for remnants. Often when people do big commercial projects or big kitchen projects, you always have to purchase slabs, whole slabs, and when they finish a job, there are materials that are left over. So you can go to any fabricator, any local granite yard, and say, what do you have left in remnants? So that might be an option if you decide to do an upgrade. And I'm not saying you need to do an upgrade, but that might be a solution for you if you wanted to do that.
What kind of savings does that give you by buying those remnants?
A remnant could go anywhere between 30 to 50% less than if you were to purchase the whole slab initially. It's a significant savings. The thing is, it's got to be a good fit. So you have to make sure the way your layout is that they can cut. Think of a slab as a rectangle. So if the previous person needed three rectangles and the third rectangle they only took a piece out, and your kitchen is straight across, they can pull everything out of the remnant and you'd get all of your stone out of one remnant, you see.
Oh, okay.
So I wouldn't necessarily do it, but I think I might research it. I'd probably sketch my kitchen countertops, and take a look. Doesn't it hurt to look at it? Also, replacing cabinet doors might be an option for you. That might be an option. As far as your bathrooms are concerned, some of the things that you can do that quick fixes are, and I have no problem with this, is that the big box stores do a terrific job now with a selection of stock vanities, and that's something that can be changed as well. If your vanities are not working for you, you certainly could change out a vanity for as little as $200 and really make a big difference.
I actually did that in the master bathroom, which made it look much better.
Sure, and not a big expense.
No.
Another thing that you might want to consider, but it sounds like your place is immaculate, is grout cleaning. I use a company called Sir Grout, and when you have the grout cleaned, what they do is not only clean it, but the grout is usually sealed and stained to match the tile. In previous years, tiles were 4x4, 6x6. Now tiles in modern bathrooms are big. They're 20x20, 18x18. And what happens is when you make the grout the same color as the tile, all of a sudden the grout lines dissipate and it looks like one solid surface. And that's very, very inexpensive. If it's a small bathroom, you might be able to do it yourself, but that's just sort of another trick for yourself that you might do to make the place look newer. But sounds like you really have it down, that you really have your bases covered. So I wish you much luck in your journey. Sounds like it's going to sell quick. Where are you going to?
Thank you so much. Question, do you have an opinion about staging?
I do. It's very important that you're able, and this is a test I do with anybody that I do staging. Very important that you could make a circle around all your spaces. And that is, if you cannot have a clear flow, a clear path around each one of your spaces, then you have to take something out of the room. So take, for example, your living room. If you can walk a perfect circle around your living room, in and out of the space, unobstructed, that's a good parameter that there's not too much furniture in the room. Do you have a lot of furniture in your space?
Quite a bit, but I think I have a circle, which is purely my flute.
Exactly. You don't want anything that's going to impede movement. If somebody has to walk around something, it's a problem. You don't want to have things on the floor. And another thing for staging is no personal items. So things like, wedding pictures or family members on the wall, you want to pack those stuff up now and put them in boxes. Make it look generic. Think that when someone looks at your home, they're not looking at it as your home, they're looking at it as their home, and they may have just a different take on it. So I would certainly get rid of the clutter and any sort of personal items. That makes a big difference as well.
Great.
So.
Thank you so much, Rich. I really appreciate it. You've given me a lot to think about.
Well, thank you for calling in. Sounds like you got a great place. I wish you much luck, and thank you for calling Modern Design.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, and we are back. That was a good call. I think we got a lot of information from that.
Commercials.
Okay, we are about to go to commercial, and we will be back with more of Modern Design.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disitel, ceremony officiant with CelebrationOfALifetime.com. I joined the Chamber so I can get to know you and what you're all about, and I hope you want to get to know me and what I'm all about. Then we can celebrate what we can do to make hundreds.
This is Maven Hill Design. You're on the air.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce.
Hi, this is Carol. I'd like to ask you a question.
Okay, Carol, we're on commercial. We will be on the air. If you just hold on briefly, we'll be on the air with your question.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
With iron and steel, iron and steel, iron.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend and
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. They're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
And we are back with Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas. On the line, I have Carol. Good afternoon, Carol.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thank you for calling in.
Oh, thank you. I'd like to ask you two questions.
Sure.
First one, I love beige.
Okay.
Any shade of beige.
Okay.
Taupe, toast. Any shade of beige.
There you go. Comfort level, huh?
Right.
Okay.
And I have a lot of beige in my house.
Okay.
I'd like to paint my dining room.
Okay.
You know, a more vibrant color.
Color, right.
And possibly the master bedroom.
Okay.
But we're contemplating selling our house in the near future.
Okay.
And wonder if that would turn buyers off having the dining room and our bedroom a more vibrant color, not in the brown, beige, earth tones.
Sure, sure. That's actually a very good question. About 30% of my business is staging, where I go into homes and get them to make them as appealing as I can for the masses. So certainly making something too specific, like painting, you know, crazy colors like black or purple and so on, are certainly not advisable when you're going to sell a house. That being said, there's a couple things you have to keep in mind when you're selling a house. First of all, when people buy a house today, it's different than it was in the past. The journey begins with the internet. So when a house is all beige or all white, typically it doesn't look good on film. And that's because there's no contrast between the backdrop and the foreground. So everything kind of looks flat. So if you have a room that's all beige, in person it might look really beautiful. But on film it looks very flat. So that's where sometimes color really could come in. It's your least expensive way to improve a space. And you know, make a difference. So I would suggest, in fact, that you do paint both your dining room and your master bedroom. Those are very important rooms. And while you live in a house, a dining room is nice to paint because. And I typically, when I paint a dining room, is there a chair rail in the room?
Yes, there is. It's white.
Right. When there's a chair rail, I like to paint just between the from the chair rail up. Because that serves as a backdrop. Remember when you were a kid growing up and they would take your picture in grade school and they always put like a nice blue or a pretty background behind you? That's the same concept with painting above a chair rail. That is at night when you entertain and you have candle lights or low light, that you have this beautiful backdrop. It makes everything look soft. It relaxes your guests. And it's a good mix. A master bedroom. A master bedroom is meant to be restful. So painting it a soft, restful color is also advisable. Now neutrals don't have to just be beige. Neutrals can be greens. Neutrals can be browns. Neutrals can be olives. Neutrals can be taupes. Neutrals can be a lot of different colors. What are the floors in your spaces? Are they carpet or are they hardwood?
Both the dining room and the master bedroom are carpeted.
And what color is the carpet?
Both beige.
Wow, you're not kidding. Anyway, what I might suggest in the master bedroom is do something very restful. Often greens and blues are very good choices for a master bedroom. You want something that's soothing. And what's nice if you went with a green tone, some sort of a green tone, is they're very agreeable. You can put brown with green. You could put blue with green. You could put rust with green. So somebody going in, a future buyer going in, has a lot of options. So I think that might be a good, having not seen your space, that might be a good solution if you pick sort of a pale green. That might be a nice solution for a bedroom. A pale blue-gray or a pale green would work very well, be restful, and go with a lot of other colors. I don't think someone would not buy your house because if it was a pale tone. Plus, it's going to offset all the beige that you do have. As far as a dining room color, the rule of thumb is if you're going to paint above the chair rail. Now, below the chair rail, is that wallpaper or painted or?
Painted.
It's painted. And is that white or is that a color?
It's a kind of a darker beigey color.
Okay. Well, then I would suggest maybe you do something that they say dining rooms, you want to invoke appetite by doing some warmer colors. So I might suggest something in the corals might be kind of nice, something in the terracottas, something that works well with the rest of your house. And something that offsets the house a little bit. Because when the photographs get taken, and mark my words, and you'll have to call us again if you go ahead and paint, take a picture of the room as it is now with the beige, then take a picture after when you have just that solid block of color and that contrast. You'll find that not only will it make the room look better, but it will actually make it look bigger because the line that's the chair rail will stand out and it will differentiate top from bottom. It will look better on film and actually bigger.
Okay, great. Well, thank you. I appreciate your help.
Well, thank you for calling in. I wish you much luck, and give us a call again after the project is done. We'd love to talk to you, Carol. Thank you. Have
okay,
a good day.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay, and we are about to go to commercial. We'll be back more with Modern Design.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntingdonchamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Members of Congress are calling on the president to come up with a new set of war powers to fight ISIS. House Speaker John Boehner accused the president of having no strategy and lamented the group's weekend takeover of Ramadi.
It's 70 miles from Baghdad. It's time for the president to get serious about this threat to Americans and our allies.
To fight ISIS, Obama is relying on congressional authorizations given to President George W. Bush after 9/11.
He's asking for less authority to defeat ISIS
and not more. I've never heard of a president of the United States coming to Congress asking for less authority to win a war.
That was Texas Congressman Mike McCaul in a Fox News interview. Iran's supreme leader says he will not allow inspection of Iran's military sites under any nuclear agreement with world powers. The deal would lift sanctions on the country in exchange for a promise by them to curb their nuclear program. This is USA Headline News.
Search engine rankings can make or break a business, and not ranking on page one is guaranteed to cost you money. So why not rank before you pay? That's right. You get ranked or you don't pay. Did you know over 80% of online shoppers never leave page one? And companies reaching page one status can and do make more money. So where does your business rank? Are you turning clicks into cash, or are you handing it to the competition? Increase your exposure, increase traffic, and maximize your online footprint with rankbeforeyoupay.com. Enter your domain name and let Rank Before You Pay start moving you to the top. Rank Before You Pay, the performance-based SEO company, is fully results-driven, eliminating your risk. It's a fact. Search engine rankings can make or break a business, and not ranking on page one is guaranteed to cost you money. Visit rankbeforeyoupay.com, enter your URL, and start turning clicks into clients today. Visit rankbeforeyoupay.com, rankbeforeyoupay.com. That's rankbeforeyoupay.com. Okay. Some restrictions apply. Offer valid in select cities.
And we are back with more Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas. I have gotten a text in while we were on break from Lydia B. Lydia B. is from Basking Ridge, New Jersey. She's also moving. Boy, everybody's moving today. And Lydia says to me, I need to give my house some more curb appeal. I own a 1968 center hall colonial with a red brick front and vinyl siding on the sides. What can I do without spending a lot of money, to improve my house? Okay, I don't have all the details, and you didn't send me a picture, but you gave me sort of a visual image of the four-bedroom center hall colonial. What are the things I say you can do, and I continue to say this in my business, is that paint is magic. But if a house has a facade, a front facade that's already stone or brick, and it's a surface that's impervious to stains and weather and so on, and it's working for you, then I say don't touch it. So if you have a red brick front and the red brick front is in good shape, you're not going to be able to change that. But what you can do is you can change what's around that and make that work. Red brick can sometimes be dark. So what you want to do is you want to work with that red brick and find its most complementary color. And I do, because of our area and of the time frame of building in our area, we do have a lot of houses that have brick facades, dark brick facades. And I've worked with a lot of different color palettes. And there are certain colors that work well with a red brick. One of them is black. Black is a really nice color for a front door and for shutters, especially if it's paired with white or cream trim. Green, dark greens, and not necessarily hunter, which can be considered dated, but even an olivey tone or a blue-green is a nice accompaniment to a red brick and would be a nice color for your house. Navy and red brick really look nice together. It's a sharp and fresh contrast. So I would suggest that if your house doesn't have shutters on it, to add shutters. You can add shutters that are vinyl or already done, and I would pick either a black, a dark green, or a dark blue for shutters, and then I would paint your front door out in that same color tone so there's continuity. I like white or off-white trim for your house in a semi-gloss. That's another way to give the house some curb appeal without changing the brick. And I think that could make a very big difference to your house. The next thing that I would do is center hall colonials often, if they don't have some sort of a portico in front, can be a little flat looking. And one of the ways that we want to bring your eye out is to add some creative planters. Urns are nice, or tall planters of either cement or some sort of a fiber glass might be nice. This is a perfect time of year to go out and get your pots. I noticed that all the garden centers are overflowing with plants. You know, get some wonderful plants, get some nice red geraniums. Red geraniums pair really nicely with brick, by the way. Some vinca vines, some spikes, and put some pots out in front. Also, a new front mat is kind of nice. Another thing you can do to the front facade of your home, if it's a surface that you're not going to change, is change out your lights. I'm working with a customer who I'm going to see today at 5 o'clock in Bridgewater, New Jersey, and we're getting his house ready for sale. He has a very big house, but kind of small lights. The lights of your home, the front lights of your home, should be in proportion to the size of your house. So take a look at your lights. They might be dated looking. They might be maybe too small for the house. Get some beautiful lights for the front of your house on either side. And perhaps a knocker is always a good thing for a colonial home. A nice knocker on the front door and a kick plate. Those things can be even get, you can purchase those at a home improvement center. Not expensive. All those things would really give your colonial curb appeal without changing the facade, just adding to what you already have. My next question is from Jennifer, and she writes to me, I plan on purchasing my first home within the next year. What should I be looking for when I purchase a home? Well, that's not exactly a design question, but I'll go ahead and take that anyway. Jennifer, I don't know your circumstances, if you have children or so on, but one of the things that I know from my real estate background is that you want to start by location, 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 location. So you want to pick an area that has a good school system. You want to pick an area that has mass transit, whether it be a express bus or even better, a train station. And you also want to keep in mind when you're even buying a house about where you're going to be 5 years down the road. You want to go ahead and buy something that is going to still, that you're not going to grow out of in a short period of time. So you want to take a look at your individual life situation and say, okay, in 5 years from now, if I make this investment, will I still be happy here? Does it have infrastructure? Is it easy to get in and out of for shopping and so on? Am I close to stores? Am I close to restaurants? Is this a place that the houses turn over very quickly? So all those things tend to make a good buying decision, because if it's easy to get in, it's easy to get out. All right, we are up to commercial, and we'll be back shortly. More with Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas.
Jewish Family Service of Somerset, Hunterdon, and Warren Counties is in need of car donations to help fund their programs and services. For over 30 years, JFS, a nonprofit, non-sectarian social service agency, has been providing counseling and other supports to those living and working in the Tri-County area. Skilled JFS staff and volunteers help families and individuals, young or old, rich or poor, meet the emotional and practical challenges faced by those struggling with life's difficulties. Whether coping with relationship issues, feelings of depression or anxiety, illness, loss, work-related problems, or other crises, JFS is here to help provide emotional support and counseling and other tangible assistance to those in need. Funds received from car donations go directly to cover the cost of providing counseling to children and families, social work home visits to isolated seniors, and career counseling to those recently unemployed. It's easy to donate. Just call 877-JFS-4CAR or 877-537-4227 and speak with a vehicle donation representative. For more information about JFS, please visit their website at www.jewishfamilysvc.org.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon.
Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use. Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? Then Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth 9-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, hunterdonchamber.org, for more information today.
And we are back with Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas. If you want to reach me, it's now 2:53 Eastern Standard Time. We'll be on the air for another 6 minutes or so. The number to reach me is 908-237-0410. That's 908-237-0410. If you'd like to text me your questions and send me your pictures, my phone number is 908-884-0770 for texting. That's 908-884-0770. And if you'd like to email me, it's CajunMaven@AOL.com. That's C as in Charles, A as in Apple, J as in Jewelry, U as in Under, N as in Nickel, M as in Michael, A as in Apple, V as in Victor, I as in Ice Cream, N as in Nickel, CajunMaven@AOL.com. Okay, our next call comes to us from Bob F., and Bob F. is in Chester, New Jersey. And Bob writes, I have two children, and they're currently very happy in our neighborhood. We've looked, and there are no houses available. We do desperately need more space for our children. Should we consider finishing our basement? Good question, and one that hasn't come up on the show before. A couple things that you want to think about when you decide to finish your basement is, number one, is your basement a dry basement? Do you have issues with water? Do you have issues with mold? Do you have issues with damp? Because once you certainly put down your flooring materials and your sheetrock, if you have pre-existing conditions there, that's going to be a problem. Those have to be addressed, first of all. The second thing you want to do is, what is your current ceiling height? Do you have a very low ceiling? Do we need to dig? Is it something that's going to be just a play space and not be able to do other things with? The third thing is, are you going to put a bathroom down in that space? Do you have a septic that would limit the amount of bathrooms that you can have? And would that add to the value of your house? A basement often is a very good choice to grow a home because you don't have to add any square footage. You can work within the existing walls. But keep in mind, you're going to have to add HVAC, and you're going to have to your utility bills are going to be increased. And in residential resale in New Jersey, you can't include the square footage of the basement as part of the overall square footage on the listing. So, in fact, if you have a 2,500 square foot house and then you increase the basement by another size by another 1,000 square feet, you can't put a 3,500 square foot house. It doesn't count in New Jersey anyway, in real estate, residential real estate. That being said, home ownership is not necessarily about resale solely. It's also about quality of life. And from what this says to me here, is that you're very happy where you are and you're going to stay. So in that case, I would encourage, not knowing all the details, I would encourage you finishing your basement. I've been in some terrific basement spaces, and there are a lot of surfaces that work well in basements. A couple of my suggestions are, I see people doing things that I don't always think are great for basements. One is a laminate, which I'm not a big fan of, although there's a new laminate product out that's supposed to be designed specifically for basements. Old laminate often would just accept water like a sponge and soak up and be ruined. I typically tend to like tile for a basement because it's impervious to water, and God forbid you should have water, you can mop it up and you'll be in good shape. So I like tile for basements. Also, I certainly feel that basement spaces add to the value of a home. So things like a bar is a great thing to add to a basement, even if it's a kid's space. Make it a multi-purpose room. Home theater. And now, inexpensively, you can do a big screen television and make an area of it to be look like a home theater. And that's another thing that you can do to improve your basement. I like recessed lights for a basement. I also like drop ceilings for a basement. Now, most people are going to say, well, a drop ceiling is probably very ugly. Now they have panels for a basement that kind of look like a coffered ceiling. They have a beautiful look to them. You can still get to the mechanicals if you do a drop ceiling very easily. But with the new type of panels they have, the panel systems for ceilings, it looks very elegant. I have done basements where we've sheetrocked, but I'm always concerned about being able to get to the mechanicals. So I think a best case scenario, you do tile on the floor, it's impervious to water. You do a grid system with acoustical panels on the ceiling, and you're in good shape. Well, we're at 2:58, and it went kind of quickly today. This is our second episode of the new series, Design Dilemmas. I've been getting a lot of texts after the show. I've been getting a lot of emails, and I appreciate your support. Please join me next week when we'll have another edition of Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas. Everybody, have a great week. Thank you. Bye-bye.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Attorney General Loretta Lynch made an announcement this morning. Four big banks will be paying $2.5 billion in fines.
They are Citicorp, JPMorgan Chase & Company, Barclays PLC, and the Royal Bank of Scotland PLC.
She says they called themselves the cartel to illegally manipulate global currency markets. Members of Congress are calling on the president to come up with a new set of war powers to fight ISIS. The group took over Ramadi last weekend, and it is of serious concern, even though the White House is downplaying it.
Whatever the strategy is, and I'm not quite sure what that strategy is, it's not working.
That was Texas Congressman Mike McCall in a Fox News interview. Obama is currently relying on congressional authorizations given to President George W. Bush after 9/11. Iran's supreme leader says he will not allow international inspection of Iran's military sites under any nuclear agreement with world powers. The deal would lift sanctions on Iran in exchange for a promise by them to curb their nuclear program. This is USA Headline News.
Now that Rite Aid is part of the Plenty program,